Lots of fantastic music, and as always, your requests are welcome. It makes my hours easier and much more fun when I'm playing the music I know you love. So we're going to kick off with Alicia Carr and Here.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So if you can't go back, please enjoy your party. I'll be here somewhere in the corner, under clouds of marijuana, with this boy who's hopping. I can hardly hear over this music I don't listen to, and I don't wanna get with you. So tell my friends that I'll be over here. Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break about the hear me. If I seem a little unimpressed with this, I'm antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this. And I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me, but honestly I'd rather be somewhere with my people. We can kick it and just listen to some music with the message like we usually do, and we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here. Not there in the kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. Oh, tell them I'll be here, right next to the boy who's throwing up, cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, here. Oh, here. Oh, I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here. It's later congregating next to the refrigerator. Some girl's talking about a hater, she ain't got none. How did it ever come to this? I should've never come to this. So holler at me, I'll be in the club when you're done. I'm standoffish, no one with your offering. And I'm done talking awfully sad. It had to be that way. So tell my people when they're ready that I'm ready. And I'm standing by the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
Educating, I'm wanted on uninvited kin. It creeps beneath your crawling skin. It lives without, it lives within you. Feel the fever coming, you're shaking and twitching. You can scratch all over, but that won't stop you itching. So shame upon the universe. It knows its lines, it's well rehearsed. It sucked you in, it dragged you down to where there is no hallowed ground, where holiness is never found. Paying debt to karma, your body for a living. What you take won't kill you, but care for what you're giving.
Good evening and welcome to the Modern Essex Girl. As always, 6 till 8, you have me here playing the best music, past, present, and some of the old favourites that you might have forgotten. I hope you're having a great evening and had an amazing bank holiday. What did you get up to? Anything fun? Anything exciting? Or was it just all rest and no play? I got back from holiday and as I was saying to Joe, I look somewhat like a patchwork doll. I've got pieces of skin where I've exposed myself a little bit too excitedly to the sun, so I'm now paying the price with my kind of foreheads looking a little bit mixed, if you like. But yeah, I had a great holiday, lots of relaxation, lots of sunshine, and lots of alcohol, which I think is pretty much a given when you're on holiday. But now I'm back, and I'm taking a bit of a pledge to be sensible and get back spinning and get back in the gym. But do let me know what you got up to. We've got some fantastic music, and we have a guest. So it's been a while since I've been with you, and I've actually missed being here. So I've decided that, you know, tonight we're going to have a great guest. Someone who's going to give you a little bit of an insight into a very well-known private school that actually has a lot of different hidden things that you wouldn't be necessarily aware of. So we're going to discuss no other than Brentwood School, a very, very famous school in, obviously, the heart of Brentwood, which has had many famous alumni. And we're going to get to know a little bit more with Sam Mason shortly at 6:30. We kicked off with Alessia Cara here, and we had a bit of Depeche Mode, Dream On. And now I'm going to leave you for a minute with Nickelback, Rockstar.
I'm through with standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a
got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the d***s come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the d***s come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today. Zuzu, they'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. We're gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the bright with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
West End girls. do you get it? If so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option?
I was having a good dance around the studio before Sam comes in, my guest for tonight, Sam Mason, Director of Development at Brentwood School. He's coming in at 5:30, so I'm playing all my favourite songs and getting them out there before the requests come in. So it was bank holiday weekend. What did you get up to? Let me know. Anything fun, or was it just kind of downtime after a busy week? I found it quite hard today at work because I quite liked Tuesday starts. I don't think Monday should be a thing. If I was kind of running for government, I would make Mondays redundant. They could be a day at home, just relaxing and catching up on Netflix, you know, different Netflix TV. And I've been watching recently Baby Reindeer, which is actually phenomenal. If you've seen it, you'll understand what I mean. For those that haven't, that have had the hype, you must watch it. It's a little bit strange, but it's based on a real story, and it's had so much press, and it's definitely up there. So I binged watched that over the weekend. The weather was a little bit miserable. I touched down on the tarmac and, of course, was met with rain. And the only thing to do when you're met with rain is stay home, watch telly and eat lots of junk food. So that's exactly what I did. And today I'm obviously all guns blazing back at work and missing the sofa, really. Missing the Netflix the Netflix and chilling. So you have me, as always, Tuesdays from 6 till 8 o'clock. I can sit here and play my favourite songs, or you can keep me company and you can email me at radio@phoenix.com. That's radio@phoenix.com. Let me know what you're doing. Are you out tonight? Are you chilling? Do you have a fantastic weekend? What are your plans? Looking out the window and can see some blue sky. So I'm sure a lot of you are making the most of the kind of glimpse of summer that we have coming. Let me know what you're doing. That's at radio@phoenix.com before my guest Sam joins me. I'm not going to chat too much. I know that I play some good music, so I'm going to keep you entertained. This one's another fave of mine. It's Red Hot Chili Peppers and Can't Stop.
Yeah. want to be part of the wave. Can't stop, ever wonder if it's all for you. The world I love, the trains I hop to be part of the wave. Can't stop, come and tell me when it's time to. Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone. Music, the great communicator. Use two sticks to make it in the nature. Orbitual interpenetration. The gender of a generation. The birth of every other nation. You go wait to go to meditation. This chapter's gonna be a close one. Smoke rings, I know you're gonna blow one. All on a spaceship persevering. Use my hands for every.
Take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down.
come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you.
Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh.
Oops. Spurs.
Oops. To the floor now. Ooh. To the floor now, ooh.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too.
Spurs, spurs, boots.
Solagenic, photogenic, shoot.
Well, there is no other radio station where you're going to hear Red Hot Chili Peppers followed by Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. I don't know how I feel about this new genre of music of hers. I haven't ever been a huge Beyonce fan, and I'm probably the only person on the planet. And now she's shifted, hasn't she? She's going down the whole Dolly Parton country music, and I'm not too sure I feel it, but I played that one to try and be down with the kids. I also played Red Hot Chili Peppers for none other than my lovely friend Jess, who's coming down to Essex next week from Liverpool. So it's going to be a little bit of a shock for her. I'm going to show her the town. I'm going to show her the sights, and hopefully she's going to be super impressed with us Southerners. I have no other than my guest in the studio, and I got a text message from him whilst I was listening to the music, and I could see he was typing, and I'm thinking, oh no, his man flu's got worse. He's not coming on. He's going to tell me he's going to have to cancel. So, Sam, welcome.
Thanks very much, Nikki. To be fair, it was your cancellation last time. So,
I know, but I had... oh, my God, that was such a nightmare. And obviously, I touched on it earlier on with Joe. And at the time, it was so surreal, my sister having this accident. But now, like I said, she's posting pictures with a plaster cast and a face full of makeup. So I think we're out the woods.
Pretty stressful at the time when you're told your sister's getting airlifted with a crushed leg, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was thinking, I'm not actually going to be able to talk to Sam because my mind is going to be elsewhere and I'm not going to be able to poke fun at him. I'm not going to be able to, you know, take the mickey out of his man flu that he's had. But no, today, Sam didn't feel very well, did you?
I'm fine, thanks. But yeah, it's part of the course of having two young girls and bring home all sorts
on.
Of germs, you know.
Yeah, but you've soldiered on.
Oh, you know, yeah, very good.
And I actually think that you must have put a little curse on me because I was taking the mic and saying, oh, you're not going to come on, get it together, man flu. And I've actually got a pounding headache, so I think it's a bit kind of what goes around comes
I'm glad
around.
I could come in and give it to you.
Yes, thanks, Sam, for that. So, Sam, you are the Director of Development at Bruntwood School.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's how we met, isn't it?
It is how we met.
Yeah.
It is.
I heard you talking before the show, I think when you misgendered me, perhaps. But
that was Joe. She said, maybe he's got a sister called Sam. I said, no, I think he is the only Sam. And he is a Sam.
There was a Sam Mason newsreader, wasn't there, in the 90s? So
maybe
she's thinking of that. Yeah. Oh. Anyhow, so, you know, so how we met, isn't it? So Beresford's, which is your other hat you wear more often than the radio.
I do. Changing them up.
Very involved with the community, and that's, you know, what the school's trying to do a lot more of. So I think that's how we cross paths, talking about the bid, talking about, I think it was a big event you were doing at the school for SNAP, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll come on to all those things, but first of all, Sam, I can hear in your voice, and probably any listeners will be detecting, you're not an Essex boy, are you?
I've adopted it fully.
No,
you know,
but we've recruited you for your ability and know-how to come and breathe some amazing energy into the school. So where are you originally from?
Southwest originally, Somerset area, but I've been living in Kent for the last kind of 7-8 years on the coast. Decided, obviously, the call of Essex was too loud not to answer.
Yeah.
Really excited. It was the job that brought me here. And, it's been almost exactly a year now.
Wow.
And I think when we first met, you were giving me the full lowdown on Essex. So you're mentioning your friend you're going to show around. I'm sure they'll have a good time.
Yeah, poor Sam, you know, if it wasn't, you know, a bit of a daunting experience moving over to Essex, to then meet me is kind of enough to leave you a little bit bewildered. And I went full throttle, full in. Don't worry, I'll show you the bright lights of Essex. And even if your partner doesn't know anyone, I'll take you both out and show you what it's all about. But I think you've kind of pretty much learnt the ropes yourself, haven't you?
Well, we have, and you've been great with the recommendations. It's anyone would think you go out most nights for the amount of restaurants you know about.
No, never me. I eat indoors all the time.
Yeah.
So Sam, you come over to Essex and you have this new role, which is an exciting role. You've been here a year now, so you've kind of got your feet under the table and you're starting to really kind of make inward roads and do some new things that maybe haven't necessarily been done before. I know there's a project you're working on within the school, and I think from my point of view, and probably to some of the listeners, Bruntwood School will be perceived as this shiny, glittery, amazing, almost like emerald city for the mega wealthy and, you know, those that are affluent and those that can. And I say that because that's really not the reality of the school. And, you know, I know because I was speaking to Paul earlier on, one of the governors, and he was kind of, you know, going into some of the detail. But it is this amazing place, but it's full of opportunity, isn't it, for lots of different people from different backgrounds?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right about the kind of misconception of it. It sits there as this, you know, 75 acres in the middle of Brentwood. And I think, you know, for a lot of people who haven't been there or been involved with the school somehow, you know, they just see it as this kind of closed off shop. And, you know, that is very much not the case, both in the student body that we have because of the bursaries that you mentioned earlier. You know, about 10% of our senior school pupils are there because of a bursary.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah. So it's, you know, everyone thinks, doing a token thing of sending a few bursaries. It's really significant. You know, the school spends 2.4 million a year on bursaries. So we're really, it's a genuinely very diverse and mixed school, and it's a meritocracy really that people get there if they show promise and, you know, that they're going to take advantage of the opportunity at Brentwood. And as you touched on, the facilities there are amazing. So I'm really proud having joined there a year ago and being part of the, you know, the group of people who help bring those students to the school.
Yeah, and we're going to go into more detail about the bursary and about exactly kind of what your vision is for the school and kind of almost like making that access, you know, people more aware of the access, more aware of what the school offers, that it isn't just, like we've said before, this all singing, all dancing, shiny school where it's closed off just for the kind of elite, because that is not the case at all. We're going to come back to Sam, and in the meantime, I'm going to have a little bit of a, you know, off the record chat, you know, catch up with friends as you do. I'm going to leave you with Blondie, One Way or Another.
I'm on. And she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
And that was Eagles Hotel California for Auntie Bev and Uncle Jim, who were tuning in to get their pom-poms out and cheerleading me. Sam, are your family listening in today?
I'm sure they are, yeah.
Literally sent texts to everyone. I'll be on between 6 and 8.
Well, everyone listens to this show anyhow, doesn't
they? Oh, I love it. Yeah. He knows all the things to say. And the reason he knows all the things to say is because I've just worked out. He is the only guest that's turned up without bearing goods.
Yeah, I feel bad. And then I think it was
bearing gifts, actually, sorry is the expression. But you didn't come with gifts or goods, did you?
Well, I should have bought some wine like Penny did, because I was never going to live up to that.
I had Percy Pigs from Sarah. I had a bottle of wine with the wine tasting. And you've turned up here, man flu and no gifts.
Yeah, just for germs, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to say, you know, men and women see things differently, but two women versus one man and you're the one that turns up with
that. Small sample size, but I have let myself down, yeah.
No, but I do know you haven't been feeling very well. And he's still soldiered on, so we're very, very lucky to have him. I was really expecting him to say, Nikki, we're going to have to reschedule. But he's here soldiering on and talking about no other than the wonderful Brentwood School, which is a big part of our business improvement district here in the heart of Brentwood. So, Sam, back to Brentwood School. Tell us a little bit about kind of, you know, what you do, about the school, the role, but in a really... in a way that I'm not going to lose listeners.
Okay.
All right?
that's a good challenge.
This is not for Ofsted. For Ofsted. This is just literally like, you know, people that live locally, they want to know a bit more about the school and the good things the school does amongst the community. So please tell me in a very kind of fun way, if you like.
I'm not sure I can do it fun, but I'll try not to completely bore. It's an exciting role because, you know, a lot of school is very internal focusing. Because it's all about the pupils, about grades and all that good stuff. But I get to go in and be the external person. So hence the fact we met early doors and the fact I get to do a lot in the community and the wider kind of, we call it the association. So anyone connected with the school. And that includes not just people who've been there and parents, but local businesses, people in the vicinity that might use our facilities. So it's a really, you know, wide-reaching remit being in this role. And that's what I really love about it, because, yes, I get to see the side of the pupils and all the good, the great learning, the great culture at the school, but also get to connect that with people externally. So, you know, whether that's, events like the one we mentioned earlier.
That was a great event, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah.
And for the guys and girls listening that are not aware of that event, Brentwood School very kindly offered us the use of their amazing school hall. Think a little bit of Hogwarts. That's kind of what my impression was when I walked in. My school hall wasn't anything like that. And we held a really nice informal wine and cheese event, bit of fun, with Lady Penelope Wines and with the school and the Bluffers. And we raised, I think, in excess of £17,000, which is pretty crazy.
In no small part, thanks to your auctioneering at the end, which was, I don't think the Memorial Hall's seen anything like that, you know.
It's never going to forget it once it's had Nicky auctioneering. Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't been snapped up to take over from, what's his name? Who's the guy that does the antiques program?
Yeah, that guy.
He's always got that permatan. I can't think of his name.
Oh, you do? You are quite similar.
Oh, my God. And there I was being nice. I actually don't look permatan.
No, very natural. You holiday enough.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen my little peeling head?
Wasn't going to comment.
No, but you can definitely see it, can't you? Yeah, thank God the camera's not on. But yeah, so it's definitely made a rod for your own back there with your permatan. And what is his name, though? It's going to drive me mad. Does anybody know? What is his name? The guy that's got a...
Email in.
Yes, email in at radio@phoenix.com. We want to know the guy that's got the permanent permatan and is often seen... David Dickinson.
Oh, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
I feel bad I said you were like him now.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. But I did, it's true, I did host the auction and it was good fun. I mean, it was quite daunting, but it was a great night. And that's the
No one thought it looked daunting the way you presented it. But yeah, it was, pushing everyone up to the best price. And then I think you get the extra prize out of the person who offered it and doubled up. So
yeah,
it was some,
but that's the sort of
good
thing,
stuff.
But that's the sort of thing people are not aware that Brentwood School does. Is
no,
that
I agree.
It lends out its amazing facilities. I know to other schools use some of the kind of cricket grounds and the football pitches and stuff like that.
Yeah, so yeah, it's our facilities, but the people, all of it, we kind of connect with others. So I spoke to a school today who are a bit are very local to us, who are struggling with outdoor space, so we're going to have a conversation about when we can make some capacity for them. We Amazing. Work with people like, you know, Brentwood Beagles, using our athletics track, because it's a pretty unique facility in the middle of Brentwood to have such a great athletics facility. There's so much we do. Actually, I've recently appointed someone to manage partnerships, because we're doing so many of them. It needs someone to kind of collate it, who's got the kind of seniority and gravitas to do it. So Saab Singh, who's an OB and works at the school, he's kind of leading on that, which is fantastic.
So tell me a bit more about partnerships. What do they look like? I mean, because I think when you think partnerships, you think kind of commercial partnerships, and you think of businesses, and you think of kind of like, you know, mutual benefits and stuff. And I suppose for a school, and obviously you're a charity, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it looks very different. So what does kind of a typical partnership look like, and kind of how do you measure the success of that partnership?
It's a really good question. And, you know, partnerships, I think most people think, especially from a commercial background, you'll be thinking of that, you know, what it pays and, you know, that side of things, whereas we're all about mutual benefit. So it's a great partnership with someone within the community where we can offer each other something. So a school for the facilities, some of our kind of expertise in teaching, some, you know, it's, you know, completely unencumbered as to what we can do, but it's basically mutual benefit. But also us giving back something to the community. We do have commercial partnerships, but that's not really our kind of driver. As you say, we've got charitable status. Whilst that might be changing in future in regards to what it means, that status, that's very unfortunate. But, you know, I'm really proud that the school honours that charitable status. So we do so much outreach stuff. And then the heart of that is obviously the foundation and the bursary work.
Yeah, I mean, but I think the bursary work is something I wasn't aware of that you did. I mean, I know that most, you know, international or private schools do have that, because I actually come from a scholarship. Yeah. So I understand how important and effective that they can be within a student's life.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the success stories that have previously that kind of, you know, I know that there's a few individual businesses that are back in this bursary program because they have been the product of a bursary, and obviously an the exemplary example would be, I think you mentioned there's two brothers, are there?
Yeah, so that's a really great example of a fantastic partnership. It's the company's called Wing Boots. It's part of the Ocean Holiday Group. It's run by two pairs of brothers, and two of the brothers, the Ox brothers, Daniel and David. They were old Brentwoods, and they were at the school on a bursary, so they wouldn't have gone to the school if it wasn't for the bursary system. And it's this lovely pay it forward story now, where they've come back, got involved with the school, and through their very successful business have decided to fund a full bursary place. So we now have the 1622 Corporate, which is the name of the programme, Winged Boots Bursary Programme. So they are funding a student all through sixth form, fully funded. You know, and I think the partnership's much wider than that. So we hope that the student ends up going into the business and learning a bit from them, and, you know, being entrepreneurial and learn from those kind of great minds. We've already got several companies we do their kind of work experience thing, including Beresford's.
Yes, including Beresford's. If you don't know, Beresford's are very much part of this programme. But that's amazing, because it's almost like they've benefited and now they're giving back, and they're going to be able to do the exact same for somebody else who's very much in their shoes.
Yeah, culture. It's the kind of thing we'd love to kind of repeat, and more people kind of mimic that. It's just a wonderful story. It's very that nice cyclical thing of people having that opportunity, because we are a direct grant school. So back in the day, before direct grants were scrapped, which were government-funded places at private schools, Brentwood had a lot of pupils who couldn't have afforded to be there, which is why I think the foundation's got this great position. We're talking to our alumni, and there's a lot of people who've benefited from the school and a free place. Now, that was back when the government did it. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So hence the need for the foundation and the school to kind of do its bit, which we talked about earlier with the significant numbers we have. So, it's genuinely transformative, and I think the Ox brothers are a prime example.
Maybe we're going to try and get them on the show to find out about their story, because they sound super interesting and clearly very entrepreneurial and benefited from the amazing, amazing school that is Brentwood.
I think they'd be fantastic guests, yeah.
Yes, you're always thinking of an angle, me, aren't I? I'm always thinking what's going to benefit me in this situation. I mean, you know, Sam's just called me orange, so he's going to have to make it up for me. He's going to have to definitely do a little intro there. But we're going to hear more about how the businesses are shaping the bursaries and really changing the lives of those students that are bright, promising, and just need a little bit of a kind of foot up, if you like. And I'll give you a little bit of background to my own situation, which was not dissimilar, and was very much kind of aligned to what Brentwood School are doing. We've got the Killers. This was Human, and it was requested by Sam, but as I said, had I known he was going to call me orange, he wouldn't be having a song play. So we'll be back with you shortly. Enjoy, guys.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear